Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International and Compass Group International, and welcome to another episode of the 10-Minute Expat Thailand Edition. Today, I'm going to talk about a specific beach city that I rarely ever talk about. And when you hear me bring up this beach city, I often don't have many good things to say about it. And that beach city is Pattaya. So I want to talk more about Pattaya, about the good and bad, and that Pattaya is a great beach city to live for some, and a horrible beach city for most. And who are the people that will want to live in Pattaya, and who are the people that shouldn't look at Pattaya as a destination? So Pattaya is one of the largest beach cities here in Thailand. It's huge, with hundreds of thousands of people. You have mega resorts, all sorts of different flags, from Hilton's all the way up to Sofitel. It's just a huge beach city, and it's very, very close to Bangkok. From Bangkok, it's only, depending on when you want to drive, it can be as quick as an hour to an hour and a half. And one of the great things about Pattaya, as I mentioned in one of my podcasts, is the Thai government has approved of a high-speed rail line that's going to go from the Suvarnabhumi Airport, so it's an international airport that you fly into, that's going to have a direct link heading directly to Pattaya, getting you there in about 20 to 30 minutes. That has been approved, but it has not started construction yet. So that is great news for the city of Pattaya and Pattaya Jeom Tien. So the reason why you always see Pattaya Jeom Tien is because they are neighboring cities. When you first drive in, you drive into Pattaya, and then right next door to Pattaya is Jeom Tien, and that's where my wife and I also have a home. So Pattaya is famous really for one thing, one notorious thing. It's famous for having one of the largest red light districts in the world. So Pattaya is very popular for the old divorcee, that guy that's been divorced, that's in his 50s or 40s, 50s and 60s, and just looking for fun. Or it's that fat white guy that can't seem to find love in the UK or in Australia, so they'll pay for it. But Pattaya is very, very well known for the red light district. But here are the misconceptions about that. Like I said, Pattaya is a big, huge city. So when people say, oh, Pattaya is just one big hooker town, it's not. The red light district is confined into one specific area that's close to the beach called Walking Street. Referring to Pattaya as one big giant brothel is like saying Las Vegas is one big giant brothel. And if you weren't aware, Las Vegas, prostitution is actually illegal in Clark County, where Las Vegas, that's Clark County is, Las Vegas is in the county of Clark County. Pahrump, which is just, I think, a 45-minute drive or an hour drive outside of Las Vegas, that's where the brothels are located, and that's where they're legal. So a lot of people don't realize that. So saying Pattaya is just one big giant brothel is like saying Las Vegas is one big giant brothel. We all know it's not true. So it's a huge misconception. But here are the big differences between Pattaya and, let's say, Jeom Tien. Jeom Tien is more affluent. It's more family-oriented. It's for people that don't want to be in a huge tourist city. So I like to refer Pattaya as almost like a big Mexican resort, like Mazatlan, Cancun, with a little mixing of Tijuana. Because it's such a popular destination for tourists all around the world. Because when you're on these guided tours, especially when you're coming from countries like India or other parts of the UK or even in China, and you're doing like this 10-day trip, well, one of the beach cities they go to is always Pattaya, because it's the closest beach city to Bangkok. So just lots of shopping. There's lots of things to do. I mean, that's one of the great things about Pattaya. Oh my God. It has worldwide cuisine from everywhere, especially if you're Russian or you're from the UK. You'll feel right at home here. You know, you'll find places that serve, you know, your typical food that you see like in the UK, bangers and mash, fish and chips. There's a huge Russian population here. You'll find Russian restaurants. But aside from that, you find obviously great Thai food, Chinese food, Japanese food, Korean food. But you'll find great Italian food. There's a lot of Italian restaurants here. You'll find Middle Eastern food, Indian food. So it's just one big giant tourist city. And sometimes people just don't want to live in a city like that, where you're constantly being hustled and you're constantly around tourists. My wife and I, we don't like to be around that. That's why we prefer to live in Jomtien. So who are the demographics? Who are the people that want to live in Pattaya? So as I said in the beginning, it's gonna be that single guy. The guy that's been divorced, or the guy that's just unlucky with love, and he feels that, okay, I could just go to Pattaya and women literally will be, doesn't matter what you look like, you could be fat, you could be 300-400 pounds fat, but if you're white, you'll have a shot. Where in your home country, you probably won't. That's why Pattaya is very popular for single men. So that's the largest demographic. Second demographic, if you are an aspiring MMA fighter, and you don't want to go to Phuket and go to some of like Tiger Muay Thai or Mike Schwick's AKA, some of the, or if you don't want to go to Bangkok, obviously Bangkok is really the place to be if you're a fighter and want to learn Muay Thai, but Pattaya has some killer and fantastic and very famous Muay Thai gyms. And in addition to that is, if you're a bodybuilder, there are so many gyms and bodybuilders from around the world that come to Pattaya. And I think one of the reasons why you appreciate listening to my podcast is because I am not going to candy coat anything, nor I'm going to hold anything back. Pattaya is also very well known for bodybuilders around the world is because many of the pharmacies do sell human growth hormone, like HGH. They sell testosterone, so you get all that stuff over-the-counter, super cheap. So you would literally be walking in Pattaya and you just see like these monstrous guys. I mean, people that you were literally walking off of Muscle and Fitness magazine or Flex magazine. I mean, guys that are that big. What they'll do is they'll come to Pattaya. Some of them have second homes in Pattaya. They'll go to Pattaya off-season to bulk up with cheap steroids, and then go back home, or they actually make Pattaya their home. So as an athlete, Pattaya is a great place to live because you're surrounded with a bunch of entertainment. And even if you think you're super ugly, you're gonna find love, and it doesn't have to be in a brothel because there's just a lot of Isan women. So the Isan region is really up north. It's a very poor part of Thailand. A lot of these women will come down to Pattaya working in bars, specifically looking for Western men to basically marry. So you all have a shot. So that's the second demographic, athletes. Third demographic is going to be the individual, and there are families. I know of families that live in Pattaya. Like I said, Pattaya, it's a greatly... it has such a bad stigma because everyone thinks it's one big giant red light district, but it's not. So there are families that live here too, or there too, and they do fine. These are the people that want to live by the beach, that want a condo with an ocean view, but they can't afford places like Hua Hin. They can't afford places like in Jomtien, and they can't afford other places like in Phuket or Samui, but they don't want to be that far. Pattaya has one of the highest densities that I've ever seen anywhere in the world for cheap condos within walking distance of the beach and or with an ocean view. It's ridiculous. I've seen 2 to 3 bedroom large condos, fully furnished, full on unobstructed ocean view, like 180 degree panoramic ocean view for like $300,000. $300,000 couldn't buy you jack in Costa Rica. No. Even in Panama. You for $300,000, that will buy you maybe a one-bedroom condo with an ocean view. So Pattaya has by far one of the best bargains for condos with an ocean view within walking distance of the beach. Jom Tien is the second best bargain. So those are the three types of demographics. So if you fit in that demographic, or your individual that says, hey, you know what, I want to live by the beach, but I really can't afford some of these other beach cities, then there's nothing wrong with being in Pattaya. It's just that you're going to be around a lot of tourists, which is okay if you're okay with that. But the great thing is, you're right in the heart of all the action. So we'll see you in Thailand.